This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Tuesday, March 8, 2022, Montana reports 271,336 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 150 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 26 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 21 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 20 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 14 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 13 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish. 13 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. And more new cases in 19 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 942. Currently, 83 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,209 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 959,000 Americans have died. There have been 79.2 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Montana is trailing only Idaho in the highest daily case counts. Though cases are still high, hospitalizations are the lowest since July 2021. In total, 11,700 people have been hospitalized in Montana for COVID-19. In the last 7 days, 22 more Montanans have died from COVID-19-related illness, bringing the total to 3,209 deaths. Since April of 2021, 80% of Montanans who were hospitalized and 77% of those who died were unvaccinated at the time of infection. A Republican state representative, Frank Fleming of Billings, died Sunday. He was 68. Fleming had initially planned to run for another term in the state house, but announced in late January he would not seek re-election to House District 51 due to medical reasons. The Republican Central Committee will appoint someone to the vacancy to complete the two-year term. Every seat in Montana's House of Representatives is up for election every 2 years. A lawsuit filed in June 2021 in district court by a coalition of students, staff, and higher education leaders argued that 4 laws passed by the Republican-majority Montana legislature infringed on the constitutional authority of the Board of Regents to set policy for the Montana university system. The lawsuit names Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, and the state of Montana as defendants. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit include ex-regents, a previous Commissioner of Higher Education, the Montana State University Faculty Senate, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, university student groups, individual university faculty members and students, and a delegate from the 1972 Montana Constitutional Convention. The suit brought by the coalition accuses the legislature of overreach in passing House Bills 102, 112, and 349, and Senate Bill 319. The Republican majority legislature passed House Bill 102, which removed the university's authority to prohibit guns on campus. House Bill 112 banned transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. House Bill 349 created new guidelines for anti-harassment and free speech policies on campus. And Senate Bill 319 restricted organizations from registering students to vote in dorms and dining facilities. The lawsuit says the Board of Regents, as the governing body of the university system, already has policies that address the topics covered in the laws passed in the legislative session last year. The state of Montana moved to dismiss the lawsuit. That motion was denied by Gallatin County District Court Judge Rianne McAllier. The lawsuit will proceed. Yellowstone National Park has started closing roads to over-snow travel in order to plow and prepare the roads to reopen to car traffic in mid-April. Starting Sunday, the park began closing some roads to snowmobiles, snow coaches, and other over-snow vehicles. Snow plows have started clearing those roads to get them ready for personal vehicles. All closed roads are scheduled to reopen to car traffic April 15th. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.